B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
In your Facebook message to us, you mentioned that there's an issue with your boyfriend's ex. How is she meddling in your relationship?
She's been around for our entire relationship, but I kind of have a feeling that Jay may be cheating on me with her.
What makes you think that?
Because, I mean, we've been dating almost a year. It'll be a year in March. We actually met at your St. Paddy's Day event last year, and that's when we started dating. Yeah, I got to meet you guys. You guys are awesome. We've been dating, like I said, about a year, but the entire time we've been dating, Jay's mom, that's my boyfriend, Jay's mom and his ex have been, like, close. They remain friendly. She brings her up in front of me as, like, the one that got away, like, in that kind of sense. She doesn't say it, but she, like, implies it.
But you know.
You know? A few months ago, his cousin was getting married, and instead of having me as his plus one, his mom had her as his plus one, his ex-girlfriend, because allegedly the cousin was very close with the ex.
Wait a minute. How old is he?
Very uncomfortable.
Elise, is he 15 that he can't pick his plus one for a wedding?
No, he's old enough to make his own decisions, you know, which is why it's very uncomfortable for me to be in this position.
You know, a lot of times we say a hunch is all you need, and if there's a hunch, it's typically not a good sign. Before we start this, is there anything else?
To be honest, there is a whole list of things that we could go through, but it all just comes down to the fact that I'm afraid that when he's not with me, that he's with Amber, and that's my concern.
Okay. Well, we'll call him up and see who he sends the roses to.
Okay.
I almost feel like we should call his mom.
Yeah. All right.
And say that there's a wedding. Who would she like to be? Her son's plus one?
Yeah.
All right. We are going to call him up.
Okay. Thank you.
Hello?
Hi. I'm looking for Jay, please.
This is Jay.
Hi, Jay. My name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is I'm calling to inform you that you have won our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we are giving away $100 in beautiful red roses.
I'm not really interested in any sales calls, but thank you so much.
Honestly, Jay, it's not a sales call. I'm just calling to find out who you would like to send these romantic roses to. They are free of charge. We don't charge delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We just ask that you tell someone about our services.
You don't need any charge then. So you don't need any, there's no credit card, paper trail or anything.
I need no credit card from you. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Who would you like?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Send these to
Amber.
What would you like to put on Amber's card?
Let's put, thank you for being patient with me. I'm sure this is meant to be.
Okay.
Is that too cheesy?
No. I mean, sounds like you guys have some history.
No, it's not too cheesy, but it's f***ing wrong.
Hey, Jay. Oh. That was Elise.
Are you kidding me, you motherfucker? Are you kidding me?
You're on War of the Roses with the MRL Morning Show.
And she had a feeling that you would send them to Amber.
Are you playing a prank on me?
It's where we catch cheaters.
I can assure you, no one's laughing over this. This is not a joke.
I'm shaking. I don't even know what to do.
You're so, like, sneaky and weird. And my God, Elise. God, you're
If you didn't want to be with me, you should have said something. You should have told me.
What would you expect here? I've known her for so long. She's like a friend of the family. We're so close.
Jay, that doesn't make it right.
No.
if you and Elise are a couple, you guys met last year on St. Paddy's Day. You are supposedly a couple. You're coming up on a year, bro, but you sent the romantic flowers to your ex.
With a note, by the way, that was very telling of what's going on in your relationship with her.
I feel this is like a
what's not cool is you cheating. That's not cool.
Look,
I don't know how you could do this to me. You are just you're such a head. Why didn't you just tell me? Why didn't you just tell me that you didn't want to be with me? If you wanted to be with her, you should have just told me. You didn't have to lie to me.
You're so pushy. You're like you get so sensitive over the littlest thing. There's like no good way to tell you anything.
You think sending flowers to someone else is little?
You're cheating on me. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? You cheated on me. I stood by you. I was there for you. You could have told me. You could have told me.
You knew that she was part of my life when we met. You knew that she was around. You knew that she's close to my family. You're the one that like insisted and pushed on this relationship. You're like pushing the intimacy. And it wasn't there. Yeah, fine. You're going to blame me.
You are going to blame me for you cheating on me. I stood by you. I've been there for you. When your car broke down, I helped you out. I gave you rides when you had to get around. Why don't you f-ing call Amber then, huh? If she's so great, why don't you just call f-ing Amber, okay?
We lost him. He's,
Elise, I'm
he's gone,
so
Elise.
Sorry.
I should have known.
And God only knows how long this has been going on.
Yeah.
All right, Elise, let us know if you need anything, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.